I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Several events are taking place across the Twin Cities this morning, marking the 13th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on September 11th. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo, as well as the City Council and members of the public, will join the Monroe Fire and Police Departments and other agencies, as well as elected officials, this morning in a ceremony beginning at 8:30. The observance will take place at the Monroe Public Safety Center, located on Martin Luther King Drive on U.S. Highway 165 South. Also this morning at 8:30, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church is holding a prayer service for first responders that will feature children from the school singing. All first responders are invited to attend that observance coming up this morning at 8:30. Well, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bill Cassidy has agreed to two statewide TV debates against Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu in advance of the November 4th election. That's fewer than the senator sought. The GOP congressman spokesman John Cummins says that Cassidy will face off with Landrieu and Tea Party favorite Rob Manis twice, on October 14th in Shreveport and October 29th in Baton Rouge. The Shreveport matchup will be broadcast statewide by Louisiana Public Broadcasting, while the Baton Rouge debate will be on Raycom media stations around the state. Cassidy has rejected three other debates in which Landrieu had agreed to participate, two in New Orleans and a third in Monroe. New Orleans-based WWL-TV says that it intends to proceed with its October 27th debate without Cassidy. Police have arrested a Concordia Parish correctional officer after prison officials learned the officer allegedly smuggled marijuana to give to an inmate. 24-year-old Alfred James Chest of Faraday was arrested Monday and charged with possession of drugs, introduction of contraband into a penal institute, and malfeasance. Chief Deputy David Hedrick says the other prison employee saw Chest concealing an unfamiliar package last week. Hedrick says the prison officials reviewed security footage and saw Chest concealing what appeared to be marijuana and later giving it to an inmate. Hedrick says Chest confessed to bringing in 10 grams of marijuana, valued at more than $100. The U.S. Department of Energy has given final approval for Sempra Energy to export liquefied natural gas from its plant in Cameron Parish. With this, Sempra can begin construction to expand their facility near Hackberry. Senator Mary Landrieu says this will have a big economic impact for Southwest Louisiana.
Well, it's an $9 to $10 billion investment. It's 3,000 on-site construction jobs, you know, maybe as many as 150 full-time jobs at Cameron.
Landrieu says the expansion project is expected to create about 3,000 construction jobs and as many as 150 permanent full-time jobs. Construction is expected to begin this fall, and they should be fully operational by 2019. This is KEDM News.